ability.
My name is Tensi. I work for the Orville Center for Scientific Research. I'm here since 31 years, working with CSR since the beginning for the last 25 years. Any city, any community, even any civilization who wants to succeed and maintain itself needs those two resources, energy and water. Orville is no exception on that one. We have to secure a sustainable energy for Orville, but we have to secure, even more importantly, a sustainable water resource management. What happens is that despite all the planting of the trees, we found out that our water table drastically goes down. That's kind of a contradiction, because we believe that when you plant trees, you maintain the water table and you actually bring the water table up instead of going down. Now, what we found out after analysis and a study of the underground aquifers, that an aquifer is not a property of the community of Orville. It goes through the whole state of Tamil Nadu, through the whole of India. And what you do on one part not necessarily is beneficial for the part under it. And when we do some good work on our plateau, it's not necessarily the community who benefits, but it's the other people down below in the watershed or in the aquifer who benefit from it. And so what we found out is that in certain places of our bioregion, there is what we call an over-extraction of the water. It means that there should be a balance between the rainwater which falls on a place and the water you take out from the water table. If this is not maintained over a long period, you have a problem. And so in certain places, we have an over-extraction of 13 times more water than falls in, which is catastrophic. And so one of the programs that we try to get off the ground is to try to provide a bigger infiltration of the rainwater within the aquifers, not on a small place, but on a fairly large scale, about 1,000 square kilometers. There are two watersheds which are connected with our place, and where we are trying to get some work with the help of the Tamil Nadu government and the central government. There are four steps which we proposed. One is to try to rehabilitate the feeding channels towards the tanks. That's one thing. To clean them, to make sure that rainwater doesn't go in any other places than in the tanks. The other one is to try on wasteland to do some afforestation, although that's not that easy because there is not too much wasteland there. There is also a major component of trying to let the excess water infiltrate, and that could happen through infiltration wells, of which we have a special program which we will implement with the Central Groundwater Board, which is a central government organization, which will help us to achieve that one. And the third one, a major component, is create awareness among the people and the farmers that we are living on borrowed time, and that if we want to have food for our children, we should actually have a water scheme or we should use water much better than we do now. I think this is the most difficult one, where there is not much interest from either the government or the NGOs, because it means changing patterns. Always difficult. other sector where we are trying to do some work is the recycling of wastewater, which we have done within the community fairly successful. We have about 120 systems working within the community, and nearly every new house which is built or every new community is equipped with a wastewater treatment system. We use several devices, all of them natural, which were developed over a fairly long period. Part of the system is underground and follows a method of anaerobic treatment, which is the best for our climate, because if you have a hot climate, the best method for cleaning water is through microorganisms, which are controlled in tanks through which the water flows. Once it comes up, we use another device, which is called a planted filter, and there that's implemented in order to take out the smell. The last component of that cycle is a polishing pond or a storage pond, where it comes, where the water, the treated water, comes in contact with nature and actually purifies itself through the sunshine. We never aimed at recycling water for drinking. That's very complicated, very complex, very energy intensive, and that's not yet needed. So what we tried is to recycle water to a level where we can use it for gardening without harm for the human. The good thing is that we're still working on improving the devices. We hope to miniaturize, especially the planted filter, which is the most biggest system of all the devices. So if we can find something which is doing the same job but in a smaller place, that would be fantastic. CSR and Aurore is looking a little bit further, is to try to find a method to use the enormous amount of water which is available from the city of Pondicherry, which is pumped to what they call a sewage farm, and which is not treated. It just pumped in four ponds, lagoons, and then it's left out. Nothing is done with that resource. During more than 7 years, we have been looking at that place. We have done studies, we have done water analyzes, we have mapped the design of the sewage farm, the dimensions, we have done tests how to improve it, and we hope that very soon we will be able to do something with wastewater, because it's about 15 million liters a day, and that if we could apply a proper treatment method to that, there would be a huge amount of water available for infiltration in aquifers and in ponds. It would actually change quite a bit the whole thing.
Oroville is the place where this new way of living is being worked out. It is a center of accelerated evolution where man must begin to change his world by means of the power of the inner spirit, the mother.